It has been a week for small, carefully staged family reunions in North Korea and South Korea. One of the few times in the 50 years since the Korean War that families who were separated by that conflict have been allowed to come together. 100 South Koreans traveled north to Pyongyang, and 100 North Koreans were taken across the border to the south. In a convention hall in Seoul, Stephanie Strom of the New York Times watched the family members reunite. She told us both countries had their own motives for staging the reunions.
Kim Jong-il, the North Korean leader, is very eager to present his country as less of a mystery and more progressive or perhaps well-off than we have anticipated. And certainly the people who were sent down here were the cream of the North Korean elite. And from Kim Dae-jung's perspective, the South Korean president, he has wanted reunification of the peninsula for just about as long as he's been in politics. And this is certainly a very tangible way for him to demonstrate the benefits of it.
Now, explain to us the selection of the people involved. You mentioned that the North Koreans who came to Seoul were fairly well off and probably well connected politically in the North.
Yes, that's true. The South Korean government made that point repeatedly to us. The South Koreans selected the families on their side using a lottery. There were about 76,000 people who applied for this reunion. They narrowed it down to several hundred and then gave priority to wives and husbands, parents and children, and then siblings. One doesn't know precisely how the North selected its visitors, but it was fairly clear in talking to them and in talking to their families after their families met with them that in many cases they seemed to be better off than the South Korean family members they were meeting.
In your stories, you've indicated that some of that could have been just a bit of a charade on the part of the North Korean government.
Yes, several of the men here were wearing identical suits and identical ties. Perhaps that's the only thing you can buy in North Korea, I don't know. But it did strike me as being a little contrived.
When you were spending time in this convention hall, listening to the people, watching the reunions, what was it like? How intense was that experience?
It was one of the most intense experiences I've had as a reporter. We were emotional. The media was emotional, but the families, they were, you would see all five people leaping up from the table when they saw their North Korean relative come into the room and run and throw themselves upon him and just stand there and hug, you know, five people hugging this one person. You couldn't even see the North Koreans. And afterwards, they would be talking so fast and feeling their arms, feeling their legs, feeling their faces, feeling their fingers, as if they couldn't believe that they were really there, that they really, you know, existed and were tangible. I spent most of my time being fascinated at the beginning with this tiny little South Korean lady wearing a beautiful purple hanbok, the traditional South Korean dress, and she saw her son come through the doors. She looked like she was probably well into her 80s, and she leaped out of this chair like she had a spring attached to her and just jumped on him and kissed him and hugged him and, you know, said, "My son, my son." It was incredible. There was a great deal of attention paid to, I believe she was a 99-year-old woman who had Alzheimer's disease. Of course, she couldn't recognize her son, and he was so visibly upset and sad that she didn't know he was there. And he kept saying, "Mother, mother," you know, and she really didn't respond. The second day, there was footage on the South Korean television stations that suggested that she had a more cognizant moment and did recognize him. But you just got such a vivid impression of the tragedy that this war inflicted on these people.
Any promises by either government that there could be other meetings?
Kim Jong-il said last week that he would like to see two more of these reunions in September and October, and South Korean officials here have suggested to me that those two meetings are already in the works. Now, the North Korean leader is a very mercurial man, and windows have been opened in the past only to be shut tight again. Everyone is hoping, I think, that this time things will be different.
Ms. Drum, thank you for taking time to talk with us.
Not at all. Thank you for the interest.
Speaking with us from Seoul, South Korea, Stephanie Strom of The New York Times.